big guys with big guns cruising the roughest parts of Detroit in the name of law and order. This is a reality TV show that I would watch.
Coming in! Police, coming in!
Now, an elite police unit has been tasked with turning the tide in a war that's raged for decades.
Once they see this, they tend to think twice.
Clearly, the National Geographic Channel had the same idea. But even without the cameras, the gang squad in Detroit is famous, even infamous.
Police, they kind of, I don't want to say laugh at police, but they know the police is the police, but the gang squad is the gang squad. They will beat you up.
This is Tag. He's a senior at Denby High School, and his real name is actually not Tag. It's his stage name, and that's what he wants us to use, he says. He's trying to focus more on music now that he's getting away from gang life. He and his friends make what they call clean hip-hop. It doesn't use any swear words, and they call their group the Nerd Gang.
Young Tag. Yeah, I'm a motivator, huh? They ain't even gotta talk, cause I know they hate skinny ties on a whistle.
Tag says what finally pushed him out of gang life, even though he was always kinda on the periphery, never a major player, was that he just saw too many people die. His cousin was shot and killed, he says, when he was a little boy. He says in middle school, his best friend was shot for his sneakers. And when he was in high school, he says he watched a random passerby bleed out on the sidewalk after walking into a shooting. And I just want to note that as Tag and I are talking about all of these things, these shootings, his past, his gang, we are sitting in his school. We are actually in the student government teacher's office. And the teachers know exactly what we're talking about. And this is just one indication of how different gangs are today. It's not your 1980s Bloods and Crips. Your gang is just the kids who live on your block, or your older brother's friends, or in Tag's case, the guys who were on his middle school basketball team. He says gangs are not something you choose any more than you choose your zip code.
Gangs, it starts off as friends and family. Growing up, you gonna hang around them. And after that, it gets serious. And then you have older siblings, you know, that's in gangs. I was born around here, 7 Mile. Mm-hmm. So it was like 7 Mile Bloods. So,
how much do you think the gang squad knows about what's really going on in terms of gangs?
I think they know everything.
That is exactly what Tag's principal, Casey Wilborn, is counting on. She says when her students walk out of Denby High School, they walk into what's essentially a war zone.
We've had 2 killed, and we've had at least 12 shot. At least 12.
That is just the number of students she says have been shot from Denby High School since September. She is just constantly grilling guys about gangs, their tattoos, their fights.
The last beef, who was that? 6 Mile, 7 Mile.
That's A.
What gang was that?
It was when I got jumped by them House of the Ball Boys.
But she says ultimately there's only so much that teachers and principals can actually do to keep the kids safe. And she says that is why she needs gang squad to still be around.
They know where all the dead bodies are buried. They speak the language of the kids. They're able to infiltrate different organizations. They can almost single-handedly dismantle it, even if it's temporary.
But the city of Detroit is, newsflash, under a crazy amount of pressure. They need to get more cops on regular beat patrol. So last month, Mayor Dave Bing announces he is reorganizing the police department. And he says he's going to start by breaking up the gang squad and other special units and transferring them to beef up other departments.
It doesn't mean that they're not going to watch and get information on what's happening as far as gangs are concerned. And we think that we can help solve the problem by putting the police officers into the precincts where a lot of this activity is going on.
Now, both the mayor and the interim chief of police, Chester Logan, they say that this move will actually make these really tough neighborhoods safer. There will be more police walking around. They'll be more visible. They'll come sooner when somebody calls 911. But the members of the actual gang squad are not happy about this. They say once they are disbanded, there will be no centralized gang intelligence in the city of Detroit.
We would be almost ineffective. There'd be no way to put it all together.
This is George. George is a member of the gang squad. And then George asked me if I'll turn off the microphone so that he can show me binders of gang intelligence. They've got mugshots, pages and pages of charts of gang hierarchies, Facebook photos of guys showing off their gang tattoos. And George says that the whole reason the gang squad knows all of this stuff is because they don't have to answer to the other 911 calls that flood into the city of Detroit every day. He says, of course, that will no longer be the case once they're disbanded.
To take Gang Squad away from the people of Detroit would be almost a crime. I can't think of one person that actually wants to see Gang Squad go away that isn't a gang member.
Actually, that's not entirely true. One man in particular will be very, very happy if the Gang Squad goes away. Ron Scott is with the Detroit Coalition Against Police Brutality. And he says the Gang Squad is so rough. 30% of police brutality complaints in the last 5 or 10 years have been just about the squad.
They were thugs. Now, if they got the big gun and the big body and so forth, you can doggone bet that may have a temporary impact, but in the long range, it doesn't change the neighborhood.
So back at Denby High School, I run all of this by Tag, the former gangbanger. I talk to him about police brutality in the Gang Squad, and he knows exactly what I'm talking about. He says it's definitely true. He says he's been handcuffed and roughed up, but that his 15-year-old cousin had it even worse.
He came over with a little scar on his eye, say they hit him with a flashlight in the alley. Yeah.
Was it like they hit him with the flashlight because they wanted to stop him from running, or that they were so pissed and needed to show him this? They had him in handcuffs
and then beat him up. And ain't no cameras around.
Still, despite all of this, despite the fact that he believes his 15-year-old cousin has a scar over his eye from where an adult beat him with a flashlight, he doesn't want to be here, he says, when the summer comes and the Gang Squad is gone.
What do you think it'll be like this summer if there's no more Gang Squad?
If no more Gang Squad, ooh, it's gonna be hell. It's gonna be hell.
So these big transfers in the police department, they are set to be taking place right about now, this week. Still, of course, now there's a looming emergency manager who can rewrite police contracts, and that could change anything. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.